Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Konstantinos Lazarakis. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Now, you're an expert on Greece, so what we want to do today is talk about Greece and some of the wine regions in Greece.
That's why I'm here for, actually.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the main regions and their grape varieties then, because that seems to be where Greece is trying to strive forward, or internationally, particularly with WSD, they seem to be pushing certain regions and styles.
What took place in 2008 and until 2010 was a big strategic plan that everyone in the world of Greek wine tried to develop. So we came up with the fact that maybe Greek wine world was far too complex for the average wine drinker. So we decided to initially focus on four main regions that also are using single varietals.
Yep.
And promote them as our initial Greek wine proposal, to trying to get a clearer message. And this is reflected by the new WSET material.
Okay.
So the idea is that if you want to know Greek wine, then you do go for these four regions that are relatively easy to understand. They're really distinct in terms of style. And if you feel like doing a bit more work on Greek wine, then there are, 196 more grape varieties to discover and a mouthful of other wine appellations.
Well, let's start off with the first one. You said it was Nelsa.
Okay, we have two red wine appellations and two white appellations.
Well, that's a nice way of splitting it out, red and white.
Yep.
Okay.
So we start with the red, and the first one is Nausa. And Nausa appellation is up in the north, very close to the city of Thessaloniki, and the area of the general area is called Macedonia. Nausa has to be 100% Xinomavro in order to be called Pop Nausa.
Yep.
Xinomavro, what we call the Nebbiolo of Greece. So it's high. It's not related to Nebbiolo, but the style is very close. So it's high acid, high tannin, low color, turning into brown very fast, quite vegetal, rose petally plus a bit of dried tomato, sun-dried tomato aromas and flavors. It's an aggressive wine to start with,
yep,
as all great Barolos and Barbarescos are, but the complexity is amazing, the individuality is amazing. Again, a lovely food wine. No one would drink Barolo or Barbaresco as an aperitif to draw the analogy again.
The tannins were quite drying, I found.
Yes, yes.
You get tannins, and then you get drying tannins, and I found them quite drying. And that's the wine I tried with a blend of Syrah and Merlot as well. Is that right?
Yep, but the aging ability also is phenomenal. You can have Nausas from the 60s being fantastic still, but it is a lovely wine. It is a lovely wine. The second red wine appellation is Nemea. Now we're going south, we're going to Peloponnese. Peloponnese is that technically an island, which is the southernmost tip of mainland Greece.
Is it not connected? Is it an island? Or
yes, it is connected, but there is a fjord underneath, so you can go over the bridge. You cannot walk if you don't go over the bridge, although this is an artificial canal. So the Nemea appellation is also about red wine, and the grape variety there is Agiorgitico. Agiorgitico, it's St. George's grape, so some people were thinking about whether we should stop calling it Agiorgitico and call it St. George's grape, but then we were not very happy about that. And Agiorgitico is to the other extreme when you compare it with Xinomavro. So if Xinomavro is a diva that is quite aggressive and quite austere and needs a lot of background understanding to enjoy the wine, Agiorgitico is on the other end. Ayurvedico is soft, fruity, rich, velvety. It's a wine that everyone who enjoys red wine would be loving it.
It sounds like a bit more like a Merlot-y style.
Yes. Although a lot of people, because this has quite high acidity as well, lot of people are saying that Ayurvedico is something like Gamay on steroids.
Okay.
So you have the charming character of Gamay, but still you have the power, you do have body, you do have richness.
Okay, and I noticed that the vineyards here are still quite high altitude. Greece is quite a hot country, isn't it? And altitude gives you a bit of coolness. Is that an important factor for Greece vineyards?
Yeah, I mean, Greece is not a hot country.
It's not.
If you exclude the obvious places with a lovely tourist resorts, then there are places in Greece that are closer to Bordeaux than your average holiday resort in Crete. But also, what is very important is that if you have your own grape varieties, then the concept of coolness of climate becomes far more varietal specific. So, for example, what is a cool climate? I mean, Northern Rhone is very warm for Riesling, is very cold for Grenache.
Yeah.
So is Northern Rhone cool or warm climate? So talking about the climate of a wine-producing area without stating which the grape variety is, then it's nonsense. So I would urge anyone who thinks that Greece is too hot for producing fine wine to go and check Nemea during the harvest. In Nemea, people struggle to get Ayurvedico properly ripe in at least 5 or 6 vintages a decade. So this is cool climate, if you ask me.
Okay, and I suppose the latitude, it starts at up in the mountains. It's with Nelser, it's near 40 degrees latitude, isn't it?
Yep. And
so it's right in the middle of that 30-50 band.
Yes, but it's all very complex and it's very exciting, if you ask me. So let's say in Nausa, you might not have huge problems, huge differences with in terms of latitude, but then you have all these different complex soils that make the style of this village completely different to the style of the other village. And you're going to Nemea, where you have the lowest vineyard starting from 200 meters altitude, and you have people now planting at over 1 kilometer high in altitude.
Yeah, that's quite, it's like Mendoza, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's crazy heights.
It's very, very different, and it's exciting. I mean, you can dedicate your whole life into trying to understand one specific appellation in Greece and still not able to grasp the full potential.
Let's move on to the white varieties.
Okay, the most famous appellation in white wine, if not, well, I would argue the most important and famous appellation in all colors is Santorini, because Santorini happens to be one of the most beautiful islands around the world. We do have millions of tourists coming to Santorini, and to a certain extent this is great because they are getting exposed to the glories of the wines of Santorini. But then it's also sad because the touristic development is so fierce that someone has to struggle to support a vineyard in Santorini. I mean, because it's a very surreal place, low fertility soil, huge aridity, tiny amount of rainfall throughout the year, you can have a vineyard and you can have a hectare of vineyard and you might be lucky to get 4 or 5,000 euros as a revenue out of this hectare.
Yep.
And at the same time, you can turn this hectare into a hotel and you could get a revenue of 10,000 euros over a lousy weekend in May.
Yeah.
So it's the pressure is huge. And I will be delighted if my son eventually is able to drink wine from Santorini. The grape variety there, the main grape variety is Assyrtiko, is what I call a very textural grape variety.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very aromatic, huge minerality. It's one of these rare varieties where they can balance between high alcohol and high acidity. Usually Greek wines are low in acidity. You have to struggle to get a Greek wine above 13.5 and alcohol levels are important in Greece because we like to enjoy wine. We like to drink a second glass. It's not something that we just taste. But Santorini and Assyrtiko is one of these rare combinations where you can have an alcohol of 15% and then you get acidities that you can only compare with Mosel Riesling cabinets or something like this.
And do you find, I find Assyrtiko quite common. That's the white grape variety I think of when I'm thinking about Greece.
Yep.
And I've seen it around, but I haven't necessarily clocked that it comes from Santorini. Is it grown anywhere else in Greece?
Yes. In the last 15 years, we started planting Assyrtiko outside of Santorini, and we have great results. Maybe the style is less austere and possibly not as age worthy, because even dry Santorinis can age for 15 years, no problem.
Okay.
In other places, we do have the amazing Assyrtiko personality, but maybe in a slightly softer, more enveloping style.
And the last white region we were talking about was Mantinea.
Mantinea is a funky one because it's an appellation of white wines, but the main grape variety, which is called Moscofilero, is a pink skin grape variety.
Do they make rosé out? They could make rosé.
They could make rosé, and there are some people now that they're making their wine, their whites, with a slightly, I wouldn't say pink tinge, I would say rather like a gris, what French people usually call gris de noir. And Mantinea, when you compare that with Nemea, is a testament to the great diversity of Greece. So,
because they're right beside each other.
Yeah, yeah. You could drive from Nemea to Mantinea in 20 minutes, and as the bird flies, is less than 10. And then you do have Mantinea, a fantastic plateau, 600-800 meters altitude, everything surrounded by mountains. You can be at Nemea and enjoying a very warm afternoon in August with 35 degrees, and then you can drive up to Mantinea, and in the night you would need the jacket.
Yep.
Also, going back to the coolness of climate, there are people harvesting Moscofilero even after the end of October, and Moscofileros are usually wines that are 12.5% alcohol with really high acidities. If you taste a Moscofilero, it's very fresh, very aromatic, rose petally, because Moscofilero is probably linked to the Muscat family of varieties.
Yep.
But it is a wine that, as I said, if you taste this blind, you would think that is a wine of a Germanic freshness and elegance. However, it comes from a place that, by looking at the map, it comes in one of the warmest places in Europe. So this is not the case.
Excellent. I think that's everything we needed to cover. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Drink more Greek wine. It's fantastic. It's different. It's valid. We need your help.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Cheers, bud.